And you know what? It didn't. It looked retarded. Cool would have been them getting to the edge of the forest, looking out across the panorama and seeing a second sun setting or two moons rising. Something subtle. Not this huge pulp sci-fi matte painting of alien worlds in an angry red sky that doesn't match the rest of the sky we see in the film. Yep, well done. And this seems to be a recurring problem throughout the film. Things are done because they thought it would be cool. Hey, Topher Grace turns out to be a serial killer. That'll be cool. That'll be a cool twist. No, it's a dumb twist. Because you flag up in the opening 5 minutes that he's out of place. Forget about it for the rest of the film. And then pull this out at the bag at the end. I mean, it was meant to be a big surprise, but the context in which it actually happens is just stupid. All right, you're stuck in a pit. The super black predator, which I will deal with in a minute, is going to return very shortly and pull off your skull. Do you A, try and get out of the pit, or B, decide that now's an excellent time to have your wicked way with the sniper? Yes, the one with the big gun and who's a crack shot. Yes, let's paralyze her instead. Brilliant. Oh, and as for the super black predator, why is it when you have a film franchise like Alien or like Predator, films that create a well-designed and well-crafted monster, why is it that when the sequels come along, some dimbulb goes, hey, let's redesign it? And as for this business about a blood feud between big predators and little predators, what was going on there? Why were they warring sides of this blood feud on the same hunt? Were they on the same hunt? I'm not entirely sure. It just seems like a plot contrivance rather than anything that adds to the mythos of the predator. It could have been an interesting idea, but it's just horribly mangled. And as for the business of Brody freeing the Predator and then saying, hey, take me home, and the Predator's seemingly going, yeah, all right, where are you from? Conk City? Hop in. Honestly, it's just not consistent. It doesn't make sense. And although the final fight scene is fairly thrilling, I was still too busy thinking, well, why wasn't Big Nose on that spaceship? Captain Convenient plot twist strikes again. And as for the actual final end, that actual last line, right, let's get off this goddamn planet. Fuck you. Honestly, really. You just screwed up your best chance of getting off that world. It's a horrible, horrible line. I mean, it has stiff competition from a lot of the rest of the script, which alternates between utter cheese and people morphing into battle exposition. But to end the movie on that one, couldn't you come up with something wittier, quippier, grittier? Couldn't you have just shut the fuck up and wandered off into the forest?